I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin's administration says it plans to release tens of thousands of emails that it had sought permission to delete several weeks ago. The administration says any emails related to an investigation of alleged fraud with the state's EB-5 program were previously separated out and were never set to be destroyed. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
The Shumlin administration has strenuously maintained that there's absolutely no connection between the investigation and the planned destruction of the emails. Earlier this month, officials first requested to delete non-essential emails from several former staff members. The second event is a federal and state probe into allegations of massive fraud with the state's EB-5 program at Jay Peak and Burke Mountain. Questions about a possible link arose because one of the former employees, Alex McLean, left state government in 2013 to work for the Jay Peak project. Scott Coryell is the governor's press secretary. He says Shumlin's legal counsel, Sarah London, had previously decided to retain any emails that dealt with the EB-5 program as part of the governor's official archive. That's why Coryell says there were no EB-5 emails in the group that the administration wanted to delete. He also says Attorney General Bill Sorrell has asked that the EB-5-related emails not be made public at this time.
Anything to do with EB-5 that was in former staff accounts has been under a litigation hold by the Attorney General for months. So those, prior to the Governor's Council's request, any emails to do with EB-5 were segregated out of those accounts and saved.
Coryell says there are tens of thousands of emails from the former staff members, and he says the administration plans to release them as quickly as possible.
We are fully intending to respond to the public records request that we've gotten. The volume is pretty substantial, so it may take us some time.
Coryell says the administration has to review each email to be certain that it doesn't contain any private or personal information.
We have to go through and make sure that any of that information is properly redacted and we don't inadvertently share a Vermonter's personal information when it shouldn't be shared.
Burlington progressive Chris Pearson is the lead sponsor of a House resolution that calls on the administration to release all of the emails that were scheduled to be deleted. Pearson says he's now satisfied with the administration's response to make all of these documents public.
I've never asserted that anybody did anything wrong. But clearly the timing of the request to delete these emails is concerning, and so I appreciate their willingness to release them, and I think this is a really good outcome.
The Shumlin administration says it hopes to release thousands of the emails by the end of the week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.